before we get into this episode, I'd like to go out and say that I had a really good time making this with Owen. He's a really charismatic and enthusiastic person. I'm really lucky to have him as a teammate. I just really enjoyed making this with him. He and I had a lot of really good, insightful conversations, and I really am looking forward to hopefully having him on again in the future, maybe with somebody else. I am also want to do a couple announcements. I'm starting monetization soon, so you might get like sponsorship ads from me soon. I've hit 69 listens on my podcast, which is awesome, and at the same time, kind of overwhelming, because you know that's a lot, and also at the same time, it's really cool to see that 69 people or 69 listens. I don't know how many people listen to it, but that people were interested in listening to my podcast 69 times. Although it is a pretty cool number, if you know what I mean. I really enjoy making this podcast, and I hope I can keep doing it for a little longer and have a lot more people on. I know I've been on a hiatus for quite a while. You know, after like a couple weeks ago, I decided I don't want to burn out too early and post every day of the week, Monday through Friday. I decided that I'd burn out pretty late, and I went on a quick hiatus. But I got this episode and the next episode, then the season's over. So I'm going to do once a week now, one recording a week, and then, you know, see how I land there. And hopefully it gives me time to plan better with guests. So this was a blast to make with Owen. He was an amazing guest to have on, and I'd love to have him on again. Maybe talk about other stuff that happened in the past, like in current events, other than Nico Young's amazing 1350 5K and Mo Farah attempting to do the 1 hour world record later this year. So I'm going to probably phase away from doing single ones. Like if something big happens in the news or something similar to that, I will definitely do an individual and just go over and analyze everything. But that's just kind of what's going to be going on. It's going to be a new precedent in the future. Going to have a lot more people on, kind of give their own insights instead of my very biased opinion on running and how amazing it is for you. Again, Owen was an amazing guest. I'd love to have him on again. Hope you guys enjoy this amazing podcast episode that I really enjoyed making. All right. Hey, welcome.
Thank you.
So we just got done running maybe a couple hours ago. How do you feel?
Feeling good.
Good.
A little sore, but that's normal.
Yeah, it's normal. Let's get right into it.
All right. Well, yeah, sounds good.
So let's warm up. Like, you know, can't go in, like, dry, you know, you got to warm up before a race.
Otherwise, you're going to hurt.
I'm going to shoot off some, like, warm-up questions.
Mm-hmm.
It can be, like, a one-word answer. It can be, you know, a sentence. You know, it's kind of taking it from a few podcasts I listen to. So, favorite runner?
Like Kipchoge, for sure. Kipchoge.
All right. Favorite course that you've ran on?
PTXC up in Kutztown, for sure.
Nice. Favorite color?
Green.
Trying to think of some other ones. I'm just thinking off the top of my head.
Yeah.
Headphones or earbuds?
Earbuds, for sure.
Nice. You an AirPod guy, or are you wires?
I got some AirPods, but my brother borrowed them and lost them, so.
Dang, that's a bummer.
Yeah.
All right.
Chocolate milk or water?
Chocolate milk all day, dude.
Yeah, I actually got myself some right now. Oh, almost done. It's like an entire quart. I've almost drank it all.
Nice. Way to go.
iPhone or Android?
iPhone.
Nice, nice. Right here with you.
Though I must say the battery life on this sucks.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it sucks.
My phone's on the charger right now.
Yeah, I might actually have to take off my earbuds and slap it on the charger. So, that's a good kind of start, good minute long.
Good warm-up.
Warm-up, I'd say.
Before the workout, yeah.
Yeah, before our mental workout. So, okay. I would like to ask you a few, like, topics just we can elaborate on and get started. So, what was your first impression when you joined our team? Because last year was your first year, right?
Yeah, it was. I always thought of it cross-country as, like, kind of more of an individual sport, which it is to a certain extent. But I'll never forget how much the team, just as a whole, makes you a better runner, makes you run faster. I was shocked by how much of the team actually helped you motivate to get a better time.
And I could not agree more.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good to always have like an individual time because you're the one training yourself, but it's the team that's pushing you.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, I've had a lot of experiences with, this is just like a fact for me. Like, it's impossible for me to train by myself.
Yeah, it's a lot harder for sure.
Yeah, it's like I just kind of want to get the run done. I don't really think of it as like something fun unless I'm running with friends and fellow teammates.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah.
So, you know, like, what was your first race was PTXC, correct?
Yeah, that was my first race.
What was your thoughts on, like, the whole invitational scene?
It was a lot of kids. There was a lot of kids. I remember for that course specifically, like, you start out and then it's just a drop downhill
for a while. Oh, yeah, immediate.
Yeah, it's crowded there. And I was honestly, I was surprised about how fast we were running. I was like, this is how fast you run in this stuff? Man.
Yeah. I mean, like, PTXC, it's always, like, either, like, I feel like that's my worst race. Like, that, for me personally. Just because every time we run it, it's either super miserable and hot, or it's overcast and humid.
I love that race. Mainly because, like, I didn't run any races before that. So, like, I didn't know how well I'd do. Nobody else knew how well I do. Heck, I don't even think they knew my name at that point.
Right.
Yeah. That's funny. Yeah, I mean, I remember watching one of the races before my race. Jason Miller came over and asked me, I like to know who I'm cheering for. So, what's your name, dude?
I love Jason Miller. He's such a good. He was such a good senior to have.
Yeah. Like, he will
to
be
have
missed.
Him on the team. It was awesome.
Oh yeah, he'll be missed.
He will be greatly missed. But he's, according to him, if we make states, he's gonna definitely come over.
That'll be great.
Because I think he's going to Penn State main campus. So
nice.
You know, that's gonna be awesome. Just to like. Mm-hmm. Hopefully see him while we're running.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I feel Kutztown is a really good first invitational because it gives you kind of like the idea of what a cross country course is.
Yeah.
Because it's got the perfect amount of hills, at areas, which is good.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah, it's like it's nothing like Belmont Plateau where it's like only hill.
Or Hershey where it's just.
Or yeah. Hershey.
I mean, I haven't been to Hershey, but I've heard terrible things about it.
Yeah, it's a good course, but I wouldn't say it's the ideal course.
I feel like for a state course, it should be a place where you're able to PR, you know?
Yeah, I think they make it hard just to weed out the guys that aren't going to do good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, like, the guys that don't do good at states obviously don't deserve nationals, but if they get, like, if they place enough to go into nationals, I'm sure they'll not want to do it because, you know,
the regional, like the Northeast regionals, is the same course as nationals.
Oh wow!
So
you get some advantage going into nationals if you qualify.
Yeah, definitely. You get a very good advantage. Mm-hmm. I might be wrong, but I think that's how it works.
Yeah.
But another question for you. So, what you did baseball before you did cross country and track?
Yeah.
How did you transition between baseball and cross country or track?
Well, it wasn't much of a transition. Like, it was in the summer, and I remember my cousins and family wanted me to do this 10-mile race in Sea Isle. So I was like, all right, whatever. I ran on my own all the time anyway. So, like usually no more than 3 miles. But I have ran the race. I ran it in 79 minutes, and then everybody was like, dude, you have to run cross country. You have to do it. Yeah. And I was like, all right, whatever. And got there the first day, ran the lake. Never looked back, really.
Do parts of you ever miss doing baseball?
Well, here's the thing. When I first started cross country, it was probably more fun because I didn't have a lot of pressure on myself. Because for baseball, I'd always put a lot of pressure on myself to do well, you know? And now I kind of do that with cross country. But I feel like with cross country, it's a more satisfying finish than baseball. Yeah. Because like, even if you don't race well, you still, like, had a great workout.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely, when it comes to like what you do, I prefer, like I did baseball in elementary school and like early middle school. Mm-hmm. I did not like baseball because I would be out for one entire inning and I just wanted to sit down and not do anything.
Well, the thing about baseball is, like,
yeah,
you're standing there the whole game. You have to always be prepared and ready as if the ball is about to come to you. Because you might not have a single ball hit to you all game, you know?
Right.
You might just be standing there. But if you're not ready, you're going to mess up, and that's the one chance you get.
Right. Yeah, I find that, like, that kind of thing not really appealing to myself.
Yeah.
So I moved to like more of like a active kind of moving around sport. Not that baseball isn't. Of course, it involves extreme athleticism.
Game, really, than
it is pretty anything. Mental. I switched to lacrosse and that was a little better. But then once I hit cross country and track, I just saw a total difference because all you got to do is run your race and then the rest is like you get to watch and cheer on your friends and stuff. That's kind of like what kind of appealed to me at first.
It's the best when you have the first race because then you're like done.
Yeah, exactly. You're done. You can yell for everybody else.
Like I did that at William Tennant. I got to watch the JV and varsity races afterwards because novice went first that day. And I was like, this is awesome.
Yeah, it kind of gives you an incentive to want to join varsity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, because when you have the first race, you can yell for everybody and you don't have to worry about like wasting energy because you already did your race.
Yeah,
which I always kind of tend to do because when it comes to like track and field, I do 3200. Like you and I both do the 2 mile.
Yeah,
and that usually is like the last event.
Mm-hmm.
Or one of the last
before the 4x4.
Yeah, right before the 4x4 and like 4x8. So you gotta like kind of conserve your energy.
Yeah,
when you're cheering
really
for them.
Something else.
Yeah. And exactly. Like it's either like I ran the mile and the 32 freshman year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was okay at both, but I feel like I might slowly phase out of the mile and go strictly 32.
Well, the thing is if all you run is the 32, you know you're going to run a great time for that.
Yeah.
I guess it's true for the mile, too, if you run the mile in the 8, because the mile's first. You know you'll do good in the mile.
Yeah, and then
the 8, it's like, whatever. It's like a cool down.
The 800 meter? So, in middle school, it is totally different than high school.
Really?
The 800 in middle school is like, imagine you're, like, like it's almost like a little bit fat, like just a tad faster than a mile. Because nobody in middle school knows how to pace an 800 properly, or just any race.
Granted, I don't know how to pace an 800 that. Properly.
Yeah, I mean, I still don't. Yeah, it's impossible for me.
You sprint it, or do you, like, what do you do?
That's exactly the point. So when I went to, when it was my first year, when I was a freshman, I meant, and I was doing the 800, the gun goes off, and everybody just starts dead sprinting.
And you're like, what?
My heart sank so fast. I was like, oh, I made a mistake. I don't want to do this.
Yeah.
Oh my god, it was scary because everybody was sprinting it or like going extremely fast, and I had no idea how that went. So I kind of tried going along with it and ended up like dropping a really crappy time.
It's so hard because you go out too fast, you die. You don't go out fast enough, you get a crappy time because you didn't go out fast enough.
I know, right? It's like it's insane.
The first lap is by far more important than the second lap.
Sure. Yes.
Because if you pace the first lap right, you're good.
Yeah, the thing is that it's two laps. You don't have, it's not like three laps or four where you have like, you have time to settle in a little bit and get right into it.
The thing about,
because in the mile, you have four laps. Yeah. You can like settle in and like then the second and third lap,
you're settling in.
And then like in the final lap, you just kick everything you have left.
The thing about the 800, I feel like the second lap should be faster than your first lap.
Yeah, I feel like I agree with that, and I feel like it's hard to do.
Yeah, it's hard to do because if you go out too fast, you're screwed.
Yeah. Like, I don't know how this happens, but like people drop like 140s.
I don't know. It's beyond my mental capacity for sure.
That's inhuman.
Yeah, it's beyond my mental capacity. I don't know.
Yeah, I can't even fathom it.
I don't even get how people can go like 2 minutes, man. It's so hard.
I know. Yeah, it's crazy. So like whenever coach is like, yeah, we're doing an 800 time trial, I'm like, fuck. I'm like, oh shit, I don't want to do that.
I remember because I did an 800 time trial that one, the first time everybody did the 800, and then I did a mile time trial another time. And the mile, I always thought would be more of my event than the 800. I kid you not. The mile, I wasn't terribly nervous. The 800, literally the whole day of school, I'm like, I got an 800 time trial after this. Oh, God. I was like,
it was eating away at you.
Yeah, I was tearing myself apart over it. I'm like, I don't want to do that. It's impossible.
Yeah, I mean, the thing about time trials is it just kind of tells the coaches where you are and what you need to work on. It's not like a race, you know, where it's all or nothing kind of thing.
Well, the mile time trial for me was all or nothing, honestly. I was going for sub 5, and I literally just fell short.
Hey, but you got sub 5 now.
Yes, I am a sub 5 mile.
Let's go.
Yeah.
That was insane, though. Like, I was there. That was insane, that sub 5.
Yeah.
Best thing ever.
It's really, like, no better feeling. I guess maybe sub 10 no better in 2 feeling. Mile, but only... only gods can run sub 10 in 2 mile. Oh, wait.
okay. I mean, dude, I want to tell you something crazy. Earlier today, I was watching like a rerun. It was like a 2017 London, like 10K final.
Oh, wow.
Right? Their first 5K in the 10K was faster than what Nico Young runs
for
a 5K.
You gotta be shitting me.
They go like 13:20.
Oh my god.
That's like their 5K split. I am baffled by that.
That's like
running 6 miles?
That's less than a minute off of the 5K PR. I mean, world record.
Exactly.
How do you keep that up?
I know, right? I feel like we should take this to segue into Nico Young.
Yes. Nico Young.
What the hell? 13:50
as a senior.
In high school. Oh my god. He is going to be an Olympian.
Oh yeah.
I'm telling
you. He's going sub 13 too. My guess is he'll be in like a 12:40s.
Yeah, he'll be able to. He'll definitely like get close to breaking it.
Yeah.
Yeah, breaking the world record.
Yeah.
Now, with that, like, I feel like you gotta have something else going on other than like being mentally insane.
Yeah.
To run that.
At that point,
you
it's
just
like,
must love it's pain.
Just natural God-given talent to that extent.
Exactly.
Like,
it's...
I could train my ass off exactly like Nico does, and I still wouldn't be able to run that time.
Yeah, there's like an article, or there was an article I read like a few, like maybe about a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
His mileage per week is crazy. It's like double what we do. It's yikes. Insane.
Oh wow!
And at the pace he does, like for mm-hmm. training, it's God given talent and just his mental tenacity.
It's both.
It's yeah, both. He's crazy. Like,
mm-hmm. it's unbelievable.
He definitely deserves to be like in the Olympics.
Oh, yeah.
Or for the national team. Mm-hmm. Like,
agreed. Honestly,
oh my god,
that reminds me of a quote I heard. It's like this guy said, "I could have benched as much as Barry Bonds did, lifted and trained just as hard as Barry Bonds did. I still wouldn't be able to hit a home run on an MLB field."
Exactly.
Like,
yeah, it's.
At that point,
it's all
natural
about talent.
Now. There's nothing you can do.
There's a point where it's more than just training hard.
Mm-hmm.
It's also just talent, or just pure genetics on your end. Like
Kipchoge breaking the 2-hour marathon. No.
That's inhuman.
Yeah.
He's definitely like an alien from like a different planet. Come down to flex on us.
Totally.
It's crazy. It really is. All these runners, like, I feel like this generation, although with all its flaws, I feel is going to be the generation that sees so much improvement in the world of athletics.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Not just running and cross country. Like, I feel like also, like, football, mm-hmm. basketball. Like
all the sports.
I feel like every sport, like, just athletics in general. Because...
Mm-hmm.
It's just an amazing It's just an amazing time to be in right now. Right.
This is like the peak. No, humans have never been this athletic in their entire lives.
Yeah. I could not agree with you.
They've
more.
Also never been as unathletic as we have been.
Exactly.
It's a wide range.
It's kind of a double standard, if that's what it is, or like a double-edged sword about this. Like people could either be extremely athletic and talented or like not and they're like the total opposite.
Exactly.
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if you've heard about this, now that we're kind of on the topic of like records and mm-hmm. have it being in an amazing generation for this.
Yeah.
Around I'd say like 12 years ago,
mm-hmm.
in 2008, I don't know if that's right math. 12? Yeah. 12 years ago, Haile Gebrselassie, or Gebrselassie, I can't pronounce his last name.
Yeah.
Broke the 1-hour run world record with 13.226 miles.
Really?
Yeah. So that's how fast you can, how much, like, distance you can cover in 1 hour.
Wow. That's...
Just recently.
Just over a half marathon, I think.
Yeah, just over, yeah.
Kipchoge actually wasn't that far off that.
No, he wasn't. He was, like, really close.
Yeah. Dang.
And I totally... So I just heard, if you don't know this YouTube channel, Total Running Productions.
Mm-hmm.
He just, like, served up some news recently that Mo Farah is going to attempt to break this 1-hour run record.
Really?
Yeah. And I feel like he totally can.
Well, yeah, of course.
With the, like, Vaporfly or Alphafly.
Or whatever fly, like, Nike has.
Whatever fly. And the new, like, just the training. The
Superfly.
Exactly. The amount of, like, science that's gone behind running in the last 12 years.
Yeah.
I feel like he has a chance to not just break it, but to shatter
it. Yeah, agreed. You know what's funny about, like, science and running? With the both the sub-2-hour marathon and the sub-4-minute mile, They had literal, I kid you not, actual science to try to prove to everybody that it's not possible. It couldn't be done.
Exactly.
And yet, they're like, well, I just did it, so.
Yeah, how about no? Exactly. How about I just do it anyway?
Yeah. Screw your science, man.
Yeah, exactly. There's I think in the 90s, mm-hmm. a college student wrote a thesis. Mm-hmm. For one of his classes.
Yeah.
That said, it's like an entire like book, basically.
Yeah.
That says the only way you can go sub 2 hours in a marathon is if you have a perfect VO2 max and this much lactic acid threshold. And like, he wrote basically an equation.
Nice.
I just feel like that's like to have that.
Yeah.
Go into a sport that's been around for like thousands of years.
The oldest sport there is.
The oldest sport that has ever been around.
Invented by Sir Thomas Running when he tried to walk twice.
Thomas Running when he tried walking twice at the same time.
Yes.
People before Thomas Running's discovery, just people walked away from predators.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like just since it's crazy because it's such an old,
yeah.
ancient sport.
Yeah.
But now it's so modernized.
Oh, yeah. It's for a sport like this, it's a surprise that you can modernize it as much as we have, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And since it's the human body that's doing it, mm-hmm. not like a machine, like a bicycle or anything, I feel like it's just, I can't wait to see what we can, like, when we're adults and we're done running, I guess. Mm. We're out of season or something.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see what our next generation gets to see.
It'll be fun.
It will definitely be interesting.
That reminds me of something a question that I always had. Would you rather be the guy who holds the world record for, like, the mile or the marathon, or be the guy who was the first person to break the barrier, like the 4-minute mile, the sub 2-hour marathon?
Ooh. I would like to have the barrier breaking one.
Yeah, because the thing is, like, people can always take the world record away from you. Nobody can take away the fact that you were the first.
Exactly. It's not just that. It's just also, like, if you think about it, you're setting such a big example and such a big precedent for future runners and athletes.
That nothing's impossible.
That with the right amount of training and just natural talent, I feel like that would be a lot better than just breaking the world record. Unless the world record,
like,
is barely breaking.
Sub 2-hour marathon, although that's technically not the world record.
Yeah, it's unofficial, but just wait. Tokyo 2021, you know, we'll see. You'll all see. I'm definitely thinking.
You do it again.
He'll go close to it.
He'll go close.
He can probably do it again. Yeah, he'll probably get like
two hours flat,
I'm guessing. I'm just thinking, like, if he could, like, this was his second attempt to break 2 hours in the marathon. So if he did 2 hours flat with pacers the first time in Italy, I definitely think he can break it again in Tokyo.
It'd be fun. See.
I just find, and also there's going to be Bekele, Kanisa Bekele, who's also like very closely skilled, like Kipchoge. So I feel like there could be like a really good photo finish or like fight to the finish line. I feel like that'd be awesome to see.
I was never much of an Olympic watcher, especially for like running and track and field and that stuff. But this year I was finally like, I can sit down and watch this and enjoy it for like the first time ever. And, you know, then Corona happened and...
Yeah, exactly. Like I'm on the same boat with you. Like, I never really started watching. I would watch like one event. Like, I would watch like the sprinting event and like maybe a mile event or 1500. And then I wouldn't watch it ever
it's hard
again.
Sometimes
and then
with longer events.
But now I,
But, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, like going to commercial break during the race and it feels especially weird.
Especially for the marathon, it's like, huh, still running.
Yeah, you're just kind of sitting there watching them for like 2 hours. Hopefully an hour 59.
Exactly, yes. Let's go, hour 59.
Yes.
Really, let's be honest. The fun part is watching them cross the finish line and seeing their times, because it's like, how do you do that? It's the most incredible thing. It's totally crazy.
It's crazy. Yeah. To be honest, I might just take an entire day just to, like, I might just say, everybody, I'm going to do nothing today. I'm going to watch the Olympics.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Next year. I'm definitely going to do that.
Yeah.
I just am so excited. I was so excited for the Olympics this year. I was literally like,
this is going to be great. But I can watch Kipchoge. Yeah. I can watch the mile event. See who can, like, run a 3-something mile or whatever.
Yeah. I want to go out and say that I definitely feel like you could go, like, I feel like there's a silver lining to postponation of the Olympics. They get an extra year to train. So an extra year to train is, like, awesome, because they might drop more than what they thought.
Exactly.
So, but now we have something to look forward to. I got that. Exactly. I got, like, maybe more to look forward to and more higher expectations.
Well, now I have a question for you regarding the Olympics.
Oh, my God.
Out of all the Olympic athletes, just Olympic athletes, who would you say is the greatest of all time?
Oh, man. Who's the GOAT? I have two answers to that. For one, like, for just stats and overall accomplishment and just athletic and mental tenacity, he's in the conversation, definitely. But I would also like to argue that Mo Farah of Great Britain, he has a very similar training regimen to Eliud Kipchoge, but he's a track runner.
Yeah.
Like, he goes to Ethiopia and trains.
It's like, the person I'm thinking of isn't a runner, but just in overall accomplishments and the sport that he does, Michael Phelps.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait. Does he still swim? I thought he was retired, maybe.
The accomplishments
he had. I really wanted to see what he would do.
Like, the world records he broke.
Yeah. He was our age when he qualified for the Olympics.
It's insane.
Yeah. He was great. Like, 16, 15 years old. It was. Yeah. He's
got to be at least top three. At least.
Yeah. And I was at the store today, actually getting milk for my chocolate milk. And I saw on the skim milk or whatever, I saw Michael Phelps on it. Like, he was on Wheaties boxes and he was on skim milk. And I was like, ooh,
hey,
my man, he's getting brand deals.
I always liked watching Phelps swim, because it's like, I always thought, hey, maybe he'll break the world record. I'd always love to see the line where they had, like, oh, this is the world record here. And it's like, he's right there.
Yeah.
It's so fun.
That's crazy. Yeah, it's always awesome to witness, like, even if it's online or just to even be in the generation a world record. Because then you can tell your kids or grandkids, like, hey, the first person to break 2 hours in a marathon, I was a teenager when that happened, and that was the best thing ever.
Topped even the day you were born. Ha, ha, ha.
Yep, I cried on that day, but not when you're born. I cried tears of sadness. But kind of going into a little bit of a different route. I want to look at your stats.
Ooh.
Yes. Oh, I have them up on MileSplit. All right. Let's start with your cross country season in 2019. Your first ever race.
I did.
You went sub 20. That is, holy shit.
I was shocked. Like, I saw the time.
My first race, I went 21. Dude, that's crazy.
Even like, more shocking to me is, like, when I was going up, like, around the bend into the first mile mark, I saw the clock and I'm like, 6 minutes? Seriously? Like, seeing that, I was like, holy shit. I didn't think I could do that.
Yeah.
It is crazy.
That's crazy.
Naughty race.
And then, the following 2 weeks later, at the Council Rock Invitational. I think this was Briarwood.
Well, I was skipping Quakertown. That was.
Oh, yeah. This was only like the invitationals that you ran. Yeah. This was, I think Council Rock was that the.
The next
Council
one.
Rock's the. Yeah, I know what it is. It's at Tyler State, yeah. Right? You dropped so much.
Mm-hmm.
18:51.
Yeah. I was hoping to get a better place, but like. The novice kids racing in that race, they were all so good. Like, seriously, everybody in that race was phenomenal.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody, like you said, everybody in that race is, like, super good, talented, and like to see where they end up by my scene, by like next, this year, actually. I'd like to see where they are.
Yeah.
They have a video of PTXC for you.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
I definitely want to see that.
I can watch it. I have MileSplit. I have MileSplit Premium. I can record it and, like, send it to you.
For sure. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And then they had an FAT timer at the CB South, CB West meet. 18:32. An entire 20 seconds drop. That is crazy. Yeah. Like, that's insane. You got, like, you... The best year
when you drop the most
is
time.
Freshman year for any runner, because that's when you drop the most time. It's like so satisfying to just like look through your stats and it's like insane like drop. Yeah, it's like drop it's after fun. Drop after drop. It's insane. Really. And then William Tennant.
Yeah, first time breaking 18, that felt good.
Holy fuck. That is crazy. That isn't like that is over 30-second PR.
Literally, I crossed the finish line, and it was like the same reaction of when I broke 5 in the mile. I was like, "Yes!" It was so fun.
That's like an insane milestone.
Yeah,
because second place too.
He's like, I don't think he's human. Honestly, he ran like a 17:20 as a freshman.
Yeah, he's definitely gonna. He's going. To beat me probably next year.
Seen, like, just at least raced against. For sure. I mean,
yeah. Wow. And then you hit your PR at the SOL JV Championships. Suburban 1 League.
I was in a foot race. I was in a foot race.
17:35.
Three other guys. Yeah.
Yeah, you got ninth, though. That's insane. Didn't correct me if I'm wrong.
Keanu was
with you,
but like I was ninth.
That's right. Yeah, because I remember he popped off.
There was somebody else in between me and Keanu. He was pretty close to me. Like I remember going into the final curve. Like before he turned, like as I was running along, I could see him from. Like he was pretty close. It was a fun race, me and him. Yeah.
Right. And then. At the district champs, you got 17:38 in 31st place. That just that place in itself is insane because there's like 1,000 kids in the JV race. It's super hard.
I was terrified.
The fact is you've never gotten a triple digit
placement. Yeah, that's true.
Place. Yeah.
I think my worst placement was 60th in the first race ever. Yeah,
and that's still crazy.
Yeah,
that was a great race for you, man. And then indoor track happened. 2019-2020. Mm-hmm. How many meets did you run?
Let's see. I ran 2 3Ks. I had a 4x8 and a 4x4. I think I ran a total of either 4 or 5 meets.
Okay. Because it only has... Yeah.
Well, it didn't count my relays because, I don't know. It's a relay.
Oh, yeah. Because it's a relay. It's like not just your individual time. I forgot to mention, but at the Briarwood Invitational, you ran the 3K in 11:12.
Awesome.
They have a video for that as well. I can send you. At the Briarwood Running Camp or Holiday Invitational, that's where we ran the same race together. That's where you got the PR of 10:24, which is crazy for a freshman.
Made me happy.
Oh yeah, you definitely can go faster than that now. Even with your us training for cross country,
probably 10:05 or something. Because remember the 2 mile time trial I did? That was a hot day.
Yeah,
that was terrible.
It was miserable out.
That was terrible. Oh god.
Yeah. Did you go to the one that following Friday where you guys or where Brennan and Eric,
I helped pace you. I did your first and 30.
You were there. Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
I went 2:30 twice. And then I kind of used was the rest there. Of it as I a workout. I thought you were. It's funny. I can totally tell the difference between the 800 where I was pacing you versus my own 800s. Yeah. That was a hot day, too.
Yeah? Was it faster or slower?
My second two were slower, but, you know. That was a hot day, too. That was terrible.
That was miserable. Yeah. And I was running it in, not even short shorts. I was running them in normal shorts.
Dude, you were a beast that day. I think. Seriously. 9:58.
I felt good that day.
80-something degree heat. Hot as balls.
It's crazy.
And we freaking went sub 10. That's unbelievable.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely have room for improvement, but I'm very happy with that time.
Well, I think we both could have done better if we had an actual season. We didn't have any races, so.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely could have done better if I had a season. You got, dude, for your 3K, you were ranked good in the state. You're 383rd in the state. That's pretty good for, how many kids that run the 3K in the state. And you're the 1,165th in the nation, which is also pretty good.
Oh, yeah, what place did you get in the nation? Didn't think so.
Don't mind me. Just going to slide right by Nico Young.
Exactly. Coming for you, Nico Young. Tag him in the air. Mention him in the comments.
I think it was study hall. I had study hall first semester. I was messing around and I was on Milesplit looking at my stats and I was like, oh, there's an inspect element on my computer. So I go on the inspect element and I change my national ranking to number 1. And I changed my time to 13:49. And I'm like, oh, Nico Young, let me just slide by your time.
But you're still number 1.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, hold on a bit.
You are, because he didn't pass you. You still have a better time now.
Oh, shit, you're right. Facts, bro.
We should go, get you the Nationals trophy from this house.
Yeah, you want to fly all the way over to California and steal it?
I got nothing better to do.
All right, yeah. I mean, it's summer. We don't have school or anything.
Oh, shoot. It's cool. All right. We can't fly. We'll just drive. Shoot.
Yeah. It's facts.
Road trip.
7-day drive. 7-day road trip.
There and Nico's like, oh, yeah. My bad, dude. Hands over the trip.
Yeah, he's like, oh, I saw your story, it's all good.
Just hands it over.
I was like, oh, you want me to teach you how to make sourdough bread, too?
Seriously?
He knows how to make sourdough bread, which is crazy. Yeah, he posted on his story once. He's like, really, he posted like the recipe. Then. Yeah, making sourdough bread. I think that was just a trend in Corona season.
Because I saw a commercial about it too.
Yeah, I never got really into it. I did the Until Tomorrow post.
I was
going to
do it, but then I was like, nah, too lazy.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like you have a really bright future ahead of you.
I'm surprised you didn't get the most improved award at the banquet for cross country, but then I guess Hunter, because he was hurt, had kind of an advantage.
Yeah, I mean, I was surprised in a sense, but also at the same time, I didn't really mind.
You dropped like over a whole minute from your freshman to your sophomore.
Yeah. Yeah, essentially, like a little over a minute. So, like, I was surprised that I didn't, but I feel like Hunter deserved it way more because he was coming off of an injury from a year ago. And he's still, like,
what about Hunter, like, coming out of nowhere leagues and districts, just popping everybody? Jesus. Like, he just...
Yeah, he popped off pretty hard.
Man, literally, I don't think of, like, that was a big surprise to me. Like, I remember at PTXE, we were, like, he finished just in front of me. That was a great comeback for the season for him. That was awesome.
I'm really happy for him there. Yeah, he definitely deserves every award he got. Sure. I would like to, real quick, shout out the 2% of the 2% of the viewers that I have that are German. Yeah, I'm sure they accidentally clicked on the podcast because it's Klaus and that's a German
shout
name.
Out
but
Germans, let's go.
Everybody else. Everybody else is US of A, so, you know. Okay. Yeah, and we got 57% of you guys that are listening listening on Spotify. 39 are on Apple Podcast. And I have 7% are female viewers, so, ladies.
Oh.
Ooh. Oh, I actually have another fun topic. Games that you do while you run.
Well, let me think.
We do a lot of fun games. Try to say hi to a girl. And if they say hi back, you get a point.
And then all of a sudden those girls just said hi to you out of nowhere. And you got an extra 10 points.
Yeah, if they say hi to you first, that's 10
points.
So let's
go over the rules. So what happens is you wave at somebody, wave at a girl and say hi. They say hi back, you get a point. Or wave, you get a point. What are some other things we have?
If it's a group of over four girls and they say hi back, that's 2 points.
2 points.
The only catch is that you can't say hi to a girl if there's a guy walking with them or that's present because that's against the bro code.
How many points do you get for just, like, the ladies thing? Ladies?
Oh, he's just saying ladies. I think you get, like, I think you get, like, 3 or 5 points.
And then if...
I think that's also, dependent on
And then
how
if
many
a girl says
there.
Hi to you before you do anything, it's, like, 10 points.
Yeah, no matter the size of the
I thought you were gonna say no
like,
matter
group
the size
or if
of
it's
girl,
just one.
I'm like, Klaus, no.
No, I don't mean that.
Yeah.
But you know, just saying, like that's kind of a fun game to just make the run go a little faster. And since we don't really run on the main path anymore, we don't really get to do a lot of that anymore. So yeah, we're usually on the trail or we're on a road.
S tier.
But another fun thing to pass time while running.
Acapella.
Let's
go.
We did some today. Oh, the Gambler by Kenny Rogers.
Yes.
Rest in peace.
Moment of silence for Kenny Rogers. All right.
All right, that's enough.
Yeah, that was fun.
The Gambler.
We like.
We sang, and then, yes.
Let's see, what else?
And we also did Country Roads. That's a popular one. That's just like, I think I might have made that into a meme for our cross country team. Because I remember that being like me and Dan, another running friend, for those who are listening. We are both big fans of Bethesda games. And Fallout 76 was coming out. And that was before, like, everybody knew it was really bad. And it was online. So we were thinking it was going to be cross-platform. And we could, like, he could play on PlayStation. Mm-hmm. I could play on Xbox. So we were, like, really hype. And the trailer had Country Roads in it. Like, because it took place in West Virginia.
West Virginia. It's got to be one of the best acapella songs.
But, that is. I remember they did it in The Office.
Yeah, that was fun. That was funny. Just a classic.
So I made that into, like, that was, like, one of my favorite songs after that trailer. And then my freshman year at the during the novice, like, 3K race at Briarwood, right before the gun went off, Country Roads went on. I got so hyped.
Klaus then runs a sub-10-minute 3K.
I go and break the world record. Doing this for you, John Denver.
Coach Mahoney for Briarwood. He still has it.
He still has it. And it's insane. He's like been what? Like he's been teaching for years now.
Nobody's broken it. He's like literally was a beast in his day.
Yeah, he still is. Like, I mean, if he still had his like if he was still in shape. Yeah. Like, from when he was...
Like, Wetzel.
When he was in high school, he still would like be a beast.
Wetzel is still a beast.
Yeah, if he was training, like... Yeah, I'm not sure how that works. Like, how do you have that, like... Like, it's just, like, since life throws you so many curveballs when you're out of school and you don't have, like, an actual training regimen, how do you have that discipline to, like, just go out? Because, like, there might be, like, times with your job where you,
if
like,
it were me, I'd just go on, like, long, slow runs, like, 7-8 miles every day, and that'd be it. I just run to stay in shape at that point. Like, once I'm out of college, like, I have nothing to train for. It's like...
Once I'm out of college, I'm...
Unless, of course, I was, like, a coach or something.
Yeah. Yeah, like Coach Mahoney and Wetzel. And they're both still, like, amazing runners. Like, don't get us wrong. They're not, like, out of shape.
And I think Wetzel could, like, we're on sub-16. I'm being honest here.
Yeah, Wetzel, I think, to be honest. He used to do the Ivyland 5K we do as a team each year. Yeah. It's in our preseason, so, you know, he used to do it before he had kids. Then he has kids, and I think he actually might do it this year.
Pops off.
Because his kids are older now.
He trains hard enough.
Yeah, he also, like, he like runs with us. He does the workouts with us sometimes. Oh, don't even get me started. That was the best workout I've
had. Wasn't he, like, chatting your ear off the whole time?
Oh, my God. It was crazy. We were, like, at the Nature Center about halfway through.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, great. We're at the Nature Center. We can stop, get some water. So I start slowing down. He's like, hey, why are you slowing down, man? I'm like, part of me just like no! I almost started crying because I needed water so bad. I was like, no, I don't want to go anymore. And then he's like, at the time, since I was a freshman, I didn't really have that. I mean, no, I wasn't. I was a sophomore. Yeah, I still didn't have that like good form I do now or like better form. I would like kind of hunch over when I run kind of thing. That was the run that made me break that habit. He's like, make sure to keep your back straight. You can get more oxygen in your lungs.
I
can
just
then.
Imagine, like, you panting, like, what's it just like, so let me tell you about, like, just talking, like.
Yeah, let me tell you about
him talking the whole time. It's like, how are you not dead?
The thing is, he was like, it was a lactic acid threshold workout. I was dying because he was already going super fast. Like, my cardiovascular, like, fitness at the time was awful compared to now. So, like, I couldn't talk. But my legs were just barely carrying me. And everything that I was doing was manual. I was, like, I was breathing manually. I was moving my legs manually. I was thinking so hard. I couldn't even talk. I was breathing so hard. And he's like, you know why lactic acid is a thing, right? I'm like, no. Like, I say, like, barely, like, no. And he's like, well, it's so you can, like, save energy. So you don't run yourself to death. Like, so you don't run yourself to death. And also, like, if you have an extra energy store in case, like, a lion comes out and tries to eat you. It was like a he was, like, going on a whole, like, primal, like, evolutionary, like, story. And I was like, oh, my God, how are you even talking?
I could just imagine, like, so you hard. Collapse into the pavilion. And he's just like, whew, want to do it again?
Exactly. That's actually kind of similar. Like, we got into the pavilion. I basically collapsed and barely grabbed my water bottle. And he's like, wow, great run, man. You did in 36 minutes. I was like, I was like, it was like the weird, only like noises came out of my mouth, not like words. I was like, thank you, coach. Oh my God. That was hard. And I was just like, it was crazy. And I feel like that workout really shaped me into the runner that I am now. So, like, what would you say was the workout that shaped you into the runner you are now?
Tough question. Probably that Lehigh Thousands workout. Or Myers.
Myers, Lehigh Thousands. Those are both bitch workouts. Yeah. Like, those are insanely hard.
I like the Lehigh because it's the course. I think that's definitely part of the reason why I was able to go 17:35. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Like, I feel like all you got to do is trust the process.
It wasn't necessarily a terribly hard workout, but it was like, I got to see the course. I got to know what it was like. Yeah.
Right. So, I have a question for you. Other than running, what else do you do?
I just got a fishing rod for my birthday. I'm a big bass fisher now.
Nice.
I've used a saltwater fish with my grandfather up in Massachusetts. I'm actually going up Thursday for that, so that'll be fun. Yeah. Unfortunately, I'll have to train on my own, but I'll get by.
Oh, yeah. You'll definitely get by. Nothing's forever, you know.
Other things I like to do. Let me think. I like to hang out with my dog, Molly. Just sit there. She's...
How long have you had Molly? 4 years,
almost. She's tiny.
Oh, really? Really tiny. Yeah, she is. I thought you... Because of how tiny Molly is, I thought you had her, like, really recently. No. You just got her, like, recently.
You should have seen her when she was born. You could hold her like a football. She was so small. You could hold her in the palm of your hand. Aww. And it's like, oh. Yeah.
That's so sweet. What breed is Molly? I gotcha. Yeah, it's the problem is such a sweet dog.
We try to walk her. She's just like, I ain't going anywhere. Sorry.
Is she lazy?
Lazy. Like, when she walks, she can walk far. But sometimes it's just like, no.
Okay.
Yeah.
She just doesn't want to do it. Yeah. Yeah, my dog, she loves going on rides. And since she's a retriever, like, she's a water dog, but she refuses Molly's to get into a pool.
She's a water dog, but she hates the pool. She won't go in the pool. Like,
like, one time, my dad threw her in the pool trying to get her accumulated to the water.
Yeah, of course.
The shallow end, of course. We're not abusers of dogs the, now.
Something. Yeah, I already called PETA. You already called PETA. On their way.
Shit. Just get a knock on my door. Hold on, be right back. But Yeah, we threw her in, and she, like, she was doing it fine, but she, like, was slapping the water. She wasn't, like, kind of doggy paddling.
One time we put Molly in a pool, like, at my aunt's house, and she just kept trying to swim her way out. She wasn't a fan of it. But we take her to this beach sometimes up in Massachusetts, and she'll, like, go up to her chest, and she likes just walking in the water, like, along the shore just to cool her off. It's fun.
Alright. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's nice. I mean,
they're the best.
I really like dogs. They're way better than... Alright, here's a very popular opinion, mm-hmm. at least from people I know.
That's a guarantee.
Dogs are better than cats. Because dogs can do a lot
cats
more than cats
like,
can.
They don't... They're like, oh, you're home.
Yeah, but dogs run up to you. They're so happy to see you. Mm-hmm. It's awesome. So nice.
They're the best.
I love dogs.
And they even sometimes go for runs with you. No.
Mine doesn't. She refuses to run with me.
Once with me and my dad back when I was like fat. But, not fat, more like slimming down. I was on my way to slimming down.
Okay. Yeah. I would never
maybe I wasn't
say
fat.
That you were
everybody
ever
says
overweight.
I was chubby, but I like to hunt.
That's
like
different.
One of those chubster faces. Like a baby.
Aw.
Babies are cute.
Like a baby face?
Ooh.
Now you can grow a beard.
Beard face.
get a nice beard. What I wouldn't give.
What I wouldn't give to be as tall as you are, man. I'd sacrifice the beard for the height all
the
day.
Best... Yeah, I'm fine with height. I mean, the taller you are, the harder
it
is to go
up
hills.
And the longer
it takes
you to hit the ground when you fall. Just scientific facts.
Exactly. So, you know, it's not all great, but being somewhat tall, like I feel like now with like how people have grown, it seems like that 6 foot is
actually,
just
I think
average now.
5'9" is average. Yeah, so you're...
Oh, really? I thought it would be, like, 5'11", 6'.
If I can
get,
like, 3 more inches, I'll just be off average, and I'll be like, yes! Let's go!
Yes! My brother's friend, same age as my brother, is, like,
oh, man.
5 foot. Yeah, he's a freshman,
it's funny,
and he's, like,
5'2",
or something.
Older than everybody in my class, yet I'm always on the shorter end of stuff.
It's all good, though. You
that's
can still
fine.
Drive. No one else can.
Mm-hmm. Also on the smarter end.
Yep.
It's a win-win.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes. That's
it's
a
not related
different
to height in any
thing,
way.
But...
Yeah.
No.
Anyway.
But I'm just going to leave it off there. My phone's almost dead, so. Thank you so much for coming on.
That's fun.
Yeah, I mean, maybe I could, in the near future, have you on again. Maybe get more than one person on.
Cool.
So, like, maybe you and Eric
like
kind of come back.
Kinda. We own the
streets. Yeah, distance gang. We own the streets. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, the Urban Dictionary does. Yeah, because we just hit about an hour.
Really,
recording.
It was an hour? Man. Felt fast.
Yeah. Yeah, it did. It's, I mean,
everything
when you're talking about
fast,
running
cause, you know,
and stuff similar, because
our team runs
everything
so fast.
Goes fast.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's
going to
be a fun
yeah.
season.
But, yeah, it is. It's going to be a great season.
Thank you for
Thank you so
me.
Much for
blast.
Coming on.
All right. See ya.
All right. I'll see ya. I would like to thank you once again for tuning in on this episode. Really excited to see if this blows up and hopefully have Owen on once again in the future. I didn't do the normal outro because I was with Owen, and I would like to say if you haven't gone on your run, you should go do it now. If you have gone on your run, great job. Just keep it up. You got to keep pushing hard. It sucks maybe the first week if you're trying running for the first time because it's summer. It sucks, but
keep trying, you know, keep going. You'll feel great after a week. It'll be fun, and you'll have a good time doing it. And if you're listening to this while running, great job. This is hopefully not distracted you too much. All right, that's it. See ya.